And welcome to Next Reads, a podcast where we read the first chapter of a young adult or middle grade book to help you figure out what to read next. This podcast might contain language or situations some readers might find offensive or unsettling. The North Liberty Library does not necessarily endorse any author's views, but it does support the freedom of speech and the freedom to read. I'm your host, Kayla, the Youth and Teen Services Librarian at the North Liberty Library. My pronouns are she and her. Welcome, listeners. Today, I'm going to be reading from When Life Gives You Lemons, Make Peach Pie by Erin Downing. Our author has written over 75 books for kids, tweens, and teens, including Controlled Burn, and has been awarded multiple Junior Library Guild Gold Standard Selection. Our book today is a middle grade book published in 2021. If you're listening this at time of release, Pi Day is Thursday, so in 2 days, 3.14. So we're reading this in honor of Pi Day, because who doesn't love pie? And here's the summary. Sweet summer has taken a rotten turn. After a tough year, Lucy, Freddie, and Herb Peach are ready for vacation. Lucy wants to read all the books on the summer reading list. Freddie wants to work on his art projects when he isn't stuck in summer school. Herb wants to swim every day. Then their dad makes a big announcement. One of the inventions their mom came up with before she passed away has sold, and now they're millionaires. But dad has bigger plans than blowing the cash on fun stuff or investing it. He bought a used food truck. The Peaches are going to spend the summer traveling the country selling pies. It will be the Great Peach Experiment, a summer of bonding while living out one of mom's dreams. Summer plans sunk. And there's one more issue. Dad's neglected. None of them know how to bake. So this is a realistic fiction with some humor and heart and family antics. It's bittersweet and uplifting. This is also a series. It's the first book in the Great Peach Experiment series. So if you like this one, there are more of them. Some content warnings are parent death and neglect. Please take care of yourself first. And without further ado, chapter 1, The Problem with Peaches. Lucy Peach needed a new last name. Peach just wasn't working for her anymore. The sweet, fuzzy fruit appeared perfect on the outside, but when you bit into one, it surprised you with a mouthful of mushed up mess. Lucy Watermelon would be a better fit, perhaps. Watermelons were tougher. 12-year-old Lucy was busy pondering this and other important matters, such as which book she would dive into first on Saturday, the first day of summer break, when she heard a clank and a screech, followed by a whole lot of noisy clatter. The sound had come from somewhere outside. Most of the time, noises like this could be attributed to one of Lucy's younger brothers. 10-year-old Freddie loved creating enormous art projects, which often resulted in very messy and sometimes loud disasters. But with a sound like this, Lucy would put her money on the youngest peach, Herb. Over the past few years, 8-year-old Herb had built up a huge pile of stuff in the garage. Lucy had warned him time and again that it was just a matter of time before it toppled over. She had a sinking suspicion today was that day. Lucy crawled out of the pillow-stuffed reading fort she'd set up inside her bedroom closet and raced outside to fix whatever disaster needed fixing. Ever since their mom died nearly 2 years before, this was Lucy's responsibility. She was the fixer. That's why Peach simply didn't cut it anymore. It was Lucy's job to be tougher, with a thick skin. Outside, she was surprised to find both Freddie and Herb standing at the edge of the family's postage stamp-sized lawn. She joined her brothers, and all three kids stared in wonder as a massive, bright orange truck backed up their slim driveway. The truck had knocked over the family's recycling bin, and cans and bottles were scattered everywhere. That, Lucy realized, explained the clatter. Their dad, Walter, stood waiting at the foot of the driveway, rubbing his hands together like the slightly mad scientist he was. "Isn't she a beauty?" Dad asked, waving his arm toward the giant beast of a truck. A beauty? Herb echoed. What is it? Lucy asked, reaching down to start gathering up the spilled recycling. She neatly piled the cans and bottles on the lawn to get them out of the way until she could return them to the bin. It's a food truck, Dad said, as if that explained everything. Are we throwing a party? Freddie asked, his eyes wide with excitement. Then, as always, Lucy's middle brother couldn't resist sharing a few random fun facts. You can hire a food truck to cater pretty much any kind of event. I saw a show about food trucks, and there's one that makes cotton candy on the spot. There's also a truck that serves food made out of meat that would otherwise go to waste, like pigeons and animal feed and other nasty stuff like that. Oh, and there's another one that sells fugu. What's fugu? Little Herb asked, as though that were the most pressing question at the moment. Pufferfish. If it's not prepared correctly, you can die from eating it, Freddie informed him. Dad chuckled. Very interesting, Freddie, but no, we're not having a party, and we're definitely not eating pufferfish. Dad, Lucy said seriously, why is there a food truck in our driveway? Walter Peach put on a wobbly smile and gestured to the vehicle. She's all ours. This food truck, Lucy begins, feeling a nervous lump form in her stomach, is ours? That's right, Dad said. This summer, the Peaches are going to set out to explore the country. Lucy closed her eyes and drew in a sharp breath. Oh, Dad, she said. Their father had done a lot of strange, frustrating, and irresponsible things over the past few years. But this was a new level of crazy. Lucy asked, in a food truck, why? Traveling the country in a food truck was one of your mother's big dreams, Dad explained. And an adventure like this will be a wonderful way to honor her memory. How are we supposed to pay for this? She asked. Dad gave Lucy a secretive smile. It was the kind of smile that made her more than a little worried. I've been sitting on some big news, he said. Very big news. Next to Lucy, hopeful Herb wiggled in anticipation. Freddie rubbed his hands together. Lucy hated seeing her brothers get excited about things she knew were certain to fall apart. Kids, one of your mother's inventions has sold, Dad finally announced. Lucy gaped at him. Before she died, their mom, Madeline, had worked as a chemist. She invented many things, but none of the things had ever amounted to much. Yet Mom had never seemed to worry about that. She always told her kids that what she loved most about her job was getting to nurture something from the seed of an idea to a finished product, even when the seed didn't grow quite how she'd expected it to. Their mom always took great joy in the process of creating something new, just like Freddie did with his art. Dad cleared his throat. Before she got sick, do you remember that your mom was developing solar window clings? Of course, Lucy remembered. She and Freddie had helped Mom come up with the project. After reading an article about solar energy and wind farms, Lucy had asked her mom if there was anything regular people, like the Peaches, could use to catch energy. Then Freddie started going on and on about how ugly solar panels and windmills are and asked why no one ever painted them cool colors. Just a few days later, Mom and her team started creating a special kind of solar cling that could be printed with lots of fun colors and designs. Regular people could stick them to any window in their house where they would capture solar power, helping collect energy from the sun, while also turning the window into a piece of art. Mom had even used some of Freddie's drawings on one of the designs. Though Herb had been too little to help much, he had been the one who kept Mom company at the lab, hopping and babbling away in his bouncy chair when she put in extra time at work on the weekends. The solar clings were your mother's piece de resistance, kids. Her lab sold the cling technology to a big company that is going to mass produce them. Mom's share of the profits is $1.3 million. Dad held his hands out wide. Kids, in technical terms, we are millionaires. And that's the end of the first chapter. What do you think will happen next? They just found out they're millionaires and their dad bought a food truck and they're going to go across the country selling pies. What could go wrong? I hope you found that chapter intriguing enough to check it out. If not, well, there's always another book just waiting to be discovered. You can check this book out as a physical print book in the library, or as a digital book on Libby, as an ebook and an e-audiobook. If you need any library card help or help with Libby, let us know. We're always happy to help. Please check the show notes for some read-alikes. And thank you for listening. Join me next time for another Next Reads.